This is quite a somber moment in our trip down here to Melbourne. We're currently at the MCG. Collingwood are playing Adelaide in there at the moment. We're not here for that. We're here standing at the front of Shane Warne's statue at the MCG, which is adorned with all sorts of gifts and donations and... Quarter time.
This is like, I am somebody that doesn't watch cricket. I'm not across cricket, even the rules. But Shane Warne was one of those guys, especially for Australia, that everyone knew and loved. And I think this is quite, I just got chills walking up to this. Yeah, it's hard to believe that Warne is gone.
And his state funeral is here at the MCG on Wednesday. This is where he took his 700th wicket. This is where he took a hat trick. This was his home ground, basically, being a Melbourne boy. We can't stay down to Wednesday, so we thought we'd pop in and just pay homage and our respects to the guy that changed cricket.
Some of the gifts that are around that people have left, obviously flowers and things, but there is a jar of Vegemite. Yep. Obviously, Warne loved himself some, but isn't that his last meal he had was some Vegemite toast?
That was. There's a can of baked beans that he's famous for. Apparently, they flew a pallet of baked beans out to England for an Ashes test because he couldn't get them over there.
Quite the simple little, hey, eater, hey?
Yeah.
And also, his son looks like when he was on SAS Australia, he's also a simple eater.
Yeah.
Hadn't tried a lot of foods. I do love, though, there's obviously VB, there's baked beans, there's Vegemite, there's a cricket ball, bottle of Midori.
Okay, that's interesting.
I didn't know. Was Warne into Midori?
I don't
know.
Probably, loved a Midori? You know, kind of guy probably get me into stuff we didn't, you wouldn't expect.
Loved a Midori.
So to you, Shane Warne, Vale, thank you, mate.
Vale.
Bold Shane.